This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
Well, I want to talk about fire season today. Rachel Pope from the Douglas Forest Protective Association. And I think the one thing right now is with all the danger of fire, it seems like you've been very fortunate so far.
So far, we've been fortunate enough to where our collaborative efforts throughout all of our first responders through Douglas County have been putting those fire starts out quickly.
Yeah, and even over the weekend, you had the one out there around the Tiller area. That was an early morning start, and I know a couple of fires around the area early this morning as well, but it seems like you and the other agencies are hitting them real hard, real fast, so they don't become larger.
Exactly, and that's what we're known for, is our initial aggressive attack. We work collaboratively with each other. We're all on the same page. See a fire, put it out, stomp it dead is our motto.
Well, don't mess around, I guess. But definitely, in spite of the fact that you've been fortunate, one of the things I still am hearing almost every day on the police scanner is folks out mowing dry grass or things like that.
Yeah, there's individuals that out there that are either not aware of the regulations that we have in place or think that they're not going to cause an accident. They're not going to be the ones that start something. We want to remind everybody that those vegetation and that grass out there is dry and it's cured. And those regulations we have in place are for a reason. It's for our safety. It's for your safety. It's for the safety of the community. I do want to reiterate that it is legal to mow your grass if it is green. These restrictions apply to grass that is dry. You can also use an electric plastic stringed weed eaters as well. Those are okay to use. Electric chainsaws are also okay to use. Just because they're okay to use, we want to reiterate also, if it is warming up, if that piece of machinery is getting hot, do not place it down in any dry brush either. That heat can still cause a spark.
And we get the spark issue from vehicles sometimes too.
Vehicles. Vehicle-related incidents are high this year, especially along the 5 corridor, dragging those chains. Check your chains. Don't let them drag. And also make sure what your towing weight capacity is legal limits, and it's not putting a lot of wear and tear on your brakes and causing those sparks to emit as well as you're going up and down our hills throughout the 5.
You know, one of the things I remember from 8 or 9 years ago, maybe longer, was an incident where somebody had a vehicle that was sparking. I don't remember the exact situation. It was something underneath in the undercarriage or something. But initially it was like, what is going on? Started down in South County, and it was clear, like way South County. And then it was up to, probably just south of Green, up on the hill there, when they finally got the vehicle stopped and realized, because all these spot fires had been reported. And they were trying to figure out where they were coming from. And all of this, which ended up bringing in just about every fire agency in the county, I remember going out there that evening just to look at it, and it could have been much worse, but it was all from one vehicle and a driver who didn't know.
And that would be your catalytic converter. That's going to be an issue that we see in older vehicles that maybe aren't up to date with their maintenance or not getting their vehicle checked every oil check, and you do your little 19-point inspection. That's your catalytic converter again. That shoots out BBs when you're backfiring, and those BBs get hot and they spark, and they could get in the grass and then again cause that fire or those spot fires. And next thing you know, you're looking in your rearview mirror and you see some smoke behind you. It was you. Don't be that person.
Yeah, boy. And for the dry grass part with the mowing, one of our big fires about 8 years ago, I don't remember the acreage total, but it was one of the biggies for a few year period there, was somebody who was out mowing and thought they'd be fine. And suddenly it was 200 acres and it was 2000 acres and it just went up from there.
Yeah, that's again, mowing is restricted before 10 a.m. or after 8 p.m. for those exact reasons. Grass is a light flashy fuel, which means it doesn't take much to get that ignited. And once it's ignited, it could take off and spread very quickly. And then once it gets into that timberline and tree line, now you're talking about 1,000 hour fuels that could burn for a longer duration, hotter, higher flames that are produced. It gets into the grounds and then it could take off and get into the ridge tops. You know, different types of fire scenarios that we're dealing with in the fire industry. So again, that's why our restrictions are in place. Throughout the Douglas District, the fire danger level right now is very high. And our IFPL is level 3. Southwest, to the south of us, Josephine and Jackson County announced that they went into extreme fire danger levels throughout this weekend. So looking in the near future, maybe this week, next week, we might be going into different regulations. It all just depends with this humidity that we're looking at and the temperatures as they continue to increase and the less rain that we get, the drier fuels will get.
Yeah, I noticed that I think it's next Sunday or Monday, we're looking at, 95 to 100 range again.
Exactly. And that's what we're looking at. And all of our individuals that monitor our ERCs or our energy release components and the fuel moisture levels in our different types of fuels, from grass to trees to shrubs and vegetation, monitor all of that to determine what the fire danger levels are throughout the district. So if you want to stay current with where we're at throughout the Douglas District, just follow us on Facebook. That's going to be Douglas Forest Protective Association. I try to keep it as up-to-date as possible, and I also love to work with Kyle over here so we could get the news out to you locally throughout the radio.
Now, when you have the opportunity and when situations are happening in other areas, you sometimes send folks here to other fires outside of this area, right?
Yes, we do. Our neighboring districts, East Lane, West Lane, South Cascade, down to the south as well as Josephine and Jackson County, and then into the west with CFPA. And to the east, we have Walker Range, another association that we all help each other out. It's a part of the State of Jefferson Contract Compact. But again, there are neighbors. If there's fire on the district, we're going to be there. We do everything we can to keep Oregon Green together and to keep everybody safe.
All right. Anything else you want to share with folks?
We have these regulations in place, and we appreciate everybody that calls in to make our reports, but also we want to thank those individuals that are diligent and practice fire safety. I know we always harp on the restrictions and the individuals that don't follow the rules, but we also want to thank our community that continues to be safe and look out for each other. It's what it takes to be Douglas County strong together, protecting the Douglas District.
All right, Rachel Pope from the Douglas Forest Protective Association, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Kyle.
8:39 at the morning report.